to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. I am so excited for you to hear this conversation. Like, this is one of my favorite conversations I've had on this show, and I know you're going to be obsessed with it as much as I am. So on the show today, we have Tia Mayer. I'm obsessed with her. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right, but we are in a mastermind together. We're in a business mastermind together. That's how I met her. And she is just such a wealth of knowledge when it comes to gut health, but also more specifically the nervous system connection with it, which is more so what we're talking about on today's show. I've had other guests on here talking more about gut health and how to shift your nutrition to support your gut, but I really wanted today to be focused on how can we actually get to the root of that gut issue and how it connects back to the nervous system, how we can shift our beliefs, our thoughts, the trauma that's in our body, the things that we hold in our body. Like, it is such a good conversation. This is really like a holistic look at just your health in general. And she gives us such amazing tips about what we can do throughout our day to really support our nervous system so that it can help heal our gut. It can help support our hormones and our fertility and all the things. So anyway, Tia, before I get all into it, Tia is a holistic gut health coach. She really goes into her traumatic experience that she had that left her with 6 ulcers in the hospital, candida, parasites, H. pylori, all these things that she was experiencing. She ended up quitting her job, and I'm going to let her talk about the story because we talk about it in the episode today. But if you are someone who you're like, I'm doing everything in my nutrition and it's just like not getting where I want to go, and you know you really want to work more on regulating yourself and learning how to be more connected to your body, having that mind-body connection, like, this is the episode for you. I cannot wait for you to hear it. She's just so fun. She explains things in such an amazing way. Like, the way that she explained the gut and brain connection is in a way I've never heard it before. Tips that I've never even realized you could do to help support your gut and your nervous system. Like, she's freaking incredible. I'm so excited for you to listen to this episode. Before I just keep going on and on and on about her, let's just get right into it. Tia, I'm so excited to have you on the show. I just love you so much. And I know this conversation is going to be so helpful for the listener. So before we dive into all the things, let us know who you are, how you got into this, like, give us all the Tia juice details.
Hi, everyone. And hi, Corinne. I'm Tia. I am obviously in the world of gut health, but I also really specialize in the nervous system aspect of things. I love being a bit of a detective with our clients in terms of like what's happening in their emotional world, but also what's happening in kind of toxins that are in their body. Mm. And I got into this through my own health journey, I'd say rolling back the clock like 6-7 years ago. And I was an event producer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, right. Like I spent 10 years like literally running events worldwide, right?
Wow. And what kind of events? Great.
So we did a lot of like corporate events for big clients here in the Middle East. But also then I was supporting like UN summits, which was really cool.
Wow.
But like nearly put me in a grave.
Oh my God. I'm sure it
conferences.
Did.
There was a lot of kind of conferences that I did in Australia as well. But over here, there was a lot of festivals in the Middle East. There was a lot of
she's
festivals.
In Dubai, by the way, for those of you who are like, what is she talking about? She's in Dubai.
Yes. So that was really where my healing journey kind of started, because like I 6-7 years ago, classic was like working 16-17 hour days. I would grab a banana on the way out the door, into the car, into the office, caffeine, like I was tanked up on like go mode. Like your girl was just struggling hard to ever switch off. The overwhelm was real. Mm. And like, especially when I got to the Middle East, which would have been 6 years ago, like the culture over here was very different. There was a lot of like events need to be done and run within like 3 weeks time. Mm. And so.
And you originated in Ireland?
So yeah, I'm originally from Ireland. Yeah.
Right. And then so you went to Ireland. Dubai. Okay.
And then I lived in Australia for 6 years. Mm. And then I moved to Dubai for 6 years. We've been here for 6 years.
Okay.
Amazing. So yeah.
That's all over the place. So you were burnt out pretty much. And then what happened? What was going on with you physically? Like all of a sudden, I know you had like a lot of gut issues and stuff that like ended up breaking down. So like, let's just like paint the picture for the listener of like what was actually going on and what ended up being like your breaking point of like, okay, I need to like handle this.
Yeah. Well, the first symptoms that I had were actually chronic vaginal yeast infections.
Mm.
So, and like,
such a sign that your gut is off.
Right.
But we don't know that. Well, a lot of people don't know that.
No, but also my immunity. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. And obviously that's linked with the gut. So I would actually love to talk to when this happened, mm-hmm. because it was a very classic nervous system issue.
Mm.
And I will share my story with you. So I'm adopted, mm-hmm. and I was living in Australia and I was flying home to see my family for like a month. And I have a relationship with my birth mom. Mm-hmm.
How long have you had a relationship with her?
Since I was 18,
Did you reach out?
She reached out. So it was very much a bit more of an open adoption.
Okay.
Where my mom and her kind of conversed a lot. Like they would send letters and pictures every now and again.
Okay.
And then when I was 18, obviously the baton was handed to me because it's like, you're an adult now.
Okay.
And I very much came at it from the aspect of like, ooh, this is exciting. There's a whole new other family out there. La, 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 la.
Right.
And I never kind of understood the impact that that would have. Right.
Mm.
And so the key kind of moment for me, and like, this is why I love to talk so much about trauma and the nervous system and like understanding our patterns and our triggers and how we ended up in this specific kind of place of turmoil in our body.
Yeah.
Is I went home to Ireland. I flew home to Ireland. It had been my first time home in like a year. And when I landed, my birth mom, Fiona, messaged me and was like, had just told me that her mom had passed away. And she invited me to go to the funeral. And I had met.
And you'd never met her before?
I had met her once before.
Okay.
And the chronic people pleaser in me was like, I'll go. Yeah, of course I'll go. Mm. And I was in this place of like denial of how this would impact me emotionally.
Yeah.
And so me and my adopted mom went to the funeral. And like, Corinne, when I tell you that it was like I was living a double life.
Oh,
like
God.
We're not supposed to see what would have happened if a different decision had been made.
Right.
You know, like I was standing at the back of the church and I was watching my biological family bury my biological grandmother.
Oh my God.
I didn't know who half these people were.
Right.
Who were my blood relatives, who were whatever.
Wow.
And so I know.
I'm like feeling that just like thinking about it. Like, wow.
Yeah. And like little old me was like, okay.
How old were you at the time? 18, you said?
I was 23 at the time.
Okay. I have that. Okay.
23, 24 at the time. Yeah. And,
wow. So you're still young. Like that's like very intense. Well, that would be intense at any age.
Totally. Totally. But like, I had never heard about trauma. I never knew about the nervous system. I never understood the emotions that would tack on to this. And so after that, I went home and I left the church and I had a nervous breakdown. Like I had a meltdown.
Yeah.
And what did I do? I suppressed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a meltdown. And then the next day, like I came down, I'd cried all the day before. And 2 days later, I was flying back to Australia, and it was as if nothing had happened. Like the next day I came down, and like I just went squash.
Yeah. And like, oh, we're not going to feel this right now. Like, I don't have time for this. This is too hard.
We're not going to feel this. And so I had never been taught how to feel my emotions. Right. And that's no shame to my family or my parents. Like, they were absolutely incredible, but
yeah,
I feel like it's only this generation now, our generation, that are starting to break that mold. Right.
Yeah. And your body keeps the score. So you're like, I'm not feeling it, but your body's holding on to that.
Totally. So went back to Australia started turning towards alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Binge drank and binge drank and binge drank because I was trying to suppress. And what was really interesting was every time I got drunk, I got angry. And this to me was starting to come out that I had never met before. And my friends were like, what the hell, Tia? Like, you're usually the happy-go-lucky drunk.
Yeah.
And I was vicious.
Wow.
Like, I was aggressive. And it was within 2 months of me making it back to Australia that my yeast infection started.
Yeah, well, alcohol probably didn't help either. The whole gut situation that was happening.
100%. So that's really when everything kind of started. Like, I had always, quote unquote, struggled with IBS, which I think is a bullshit diagnosis, excuse my French.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I always struggled with that from the age of like 18, give or take. And then that element of trauma threw my nervous system out. I started to get cystic acne. I then struggled with, obviously, intense bloating. The vaginal yeast infections destroyed me. Like, I couldn't even get into a swimming pool. And I was living in I remember one time, and this is so gruesome, but I remember one time, like, we went away on like a holiday with our friends, and there was a hot tub, and I was like, oh, everyone's getting in the hot tub. I'm getting in the hot tub.
Yeah.
I couldn't walk for like a week because of the yeast infection that I got.
Oh, it's so horrible. If anyone's ever had a yeast infection, I've obviously had one too. It's like, you want to take like a rake to your vagina. It's so itchy. Oh, it's so horrible.
Oh my God. And it was just like the pain, but also the logical aspect behind it was I developed a poor relationship with myself, and specifically like my womb, my vaginal health. I was just like, I hate you. All you do is bring me pain. And so I started on this roller coaster of like symptoms of like brain fog, of forgetfulness, of like chronic fatigue, of like, every symptom under the sun came to me. To the point then when I was, this would have been maybe 4 years ago, I ended up with 6 stomach ulcers.
Wow.
I know. I woke up in the middle of the night. It was like 4 a.m. in the morning and my husband wasn't here. And I think he was out with his cousin having a party or something. And I woke up and I was like, it was as if someone lit a fire in my stomach. Like, it was quite high up in my stomach region. So like, I had been to doctors and they had said, oh, you've got gastritis. They had run labs. They had said that there was nothing wrong with me.
And of course. Same. So I was probably the person listening like, yep, been there.
God. And I remember just like waking up and I was like, oh my God, I'm in serious trouble. Yeah. And I remember I like crawled through my house, down to a cab. I took myself to A&E. And like, this was such a
which is an emergency place for people who are like, what is that?
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
See? And like, I remember going in there and I was like, I'm dying. Like, what is happening to me? And they did a gastroscopy and they were like, oh, you have 6 stomach ulcers, but it's nothing to worry about. Just take these acid blockers and that will fix you.
Stop.
And I was like, how is 6 stomach ulcers nothing to worry about?
Right.
And I remember saying to him, I was like, oh, could this be stress related? He's like, definitely not. The science has proven that stress does not give you ulcers. And
you're lying.
Right?
Stop. Oh my God. It's so interesting too. First of all, that is so infuriating, but also like, because of, first of all, thank you for also sharing that story. Like, that's so amazing that you would share that, because I'm sure someone listening can connect with that in some way, shape or form. But like, holding stuff in your womb too, and in like it's family related, mother wound, like all of that. It's so interesting, like where things manifest in your body, and holding that all in your gut. A lot of us as women too, we store a lot of emotions. Like it results in gut issues because like that's where we feel things. That's where things will be suppressed. So were you having period issues at the time too?
Luckily, I actually had fairly regular periods, except I would get crippling cramps.
I'm just going to say, did you have cramps? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like okay. My period was always quite regular, but
But the symptoms around it were horrible.
Like yeah. I would walk around with a hot water bottle. I actually remember like I was back home in Ireland and I was walking around with a hot water bottle and like my dad was like, what are you doing? Like, why are you, he's like, why are you playing into this whole, like, there's something wrong with me or whatever. And I was like, Dad, I've got my fucking period. Like, leave me alone. Like, so my hormones, my everything, just, yeah. I was just a very dysregulated human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, for good reason, like it makes so much sense now, but I also love that you're like, no, it was regular. But a lot of people think like, oh, my period is fine. I get it every, you know, 30 days, but it's like, what are the symptoms around it? Like, that's so important too, or with it. Okay. So you had these stomach ulcers and all of this, and then did you like take the antacids or like the acid blockers? Like, and then did you get into like, obviously you had to do something in that moment. Like you can't just ignore it, like, and not take something to help the pain, but how did that manifest into like you healing? Cause I know, you know, that's obviously what got you into the world you're in now.
100%. So I was still working in the events industry. I ate horribly. I fueled myself with caffeine. I would still binge drink even though I had stomach ulcers, like
Well, because you also, they're telling you it's not stress related, you're not thinking like, oh, alcohol is also related to this. Like when I could think back to when I was having all these, you know, I had gut issues, period issues, I had no idea it was connected to each other, and I had no idea that it was connected to what I was eating. Like the connection just wasn't there yet, which is, it's so crazy to think back, like, how could we not have thought that? But it's because we were never taught.
100%. And so my real breaking point, or my real like epiphany moment, was March 2020. Hello, COVID.
That was a big realization for everybody. We're like, oh, we have time to think about shit.
Oh, heavens. Like, and I remember this so specifically because I was just starting to flex into the whole yoga world. And I'm a yoga meditation teacher as well. But I was just starting to flex into that world a little bit. And I remember it's March 2020 or March, April 2020. I was put on like limited hours with work. I had all this free time and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Oh yeah, you were an events planner. So there were no events.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Totally. And I remember turning to my husband at one point and I was like, I feel calm. I was like, is this what normal people feel like? Like, I was like, I don't think I've ever experienced this in my life before where I feel like chill vibes.
Yeah. And you're like, wow, this is nice.
Oh my God. I was like, oh, I just want to live here. I just want to feel, just stay here forever. Right. And I remember the moment so well. And I know this might sound cliche and like woo-woo spiritual crap, but like
we're all about woo and spiritual, so go for it.
But like when I say like I had this moment where I had just finished a yoga practice on my balcony and I was like looking around at the buildings and the whatever was happening, and I closed my eyes and it was as if just this like message landed. And it was like, what are you doing with your life, Tia? And it was like, you have got to change. Now is your time to change.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I get goosebumps just thinking about this. Because I'm like, rah, thank you, universe.
Yes.
And I remember I came out to Zave and I was like roaring crying. And I was just like, I have got to quit my job. And like, it was just such a convicted, like, this needs to happen or I'm going to end up in a grave. Like, literally.
Well, literally, yeah. You're just not willing to live like that anymore. And that's the thing. Like, you were like, I'm not willing to put up with this. Like, you saw in that moment that you weren't working, like, oh, this is the contrast, right? Like, of, oh, okay, this is what it's like if I don't do this. So I'm going to make a change. That's very hard to do. Like, obviously I left a job too. And so I know how difficult that is. And a lot of people won't make that decision. Obviously there's different circumstances, like, you know, financial, all that stuff, but it's very hard to make a decision like that, because even though you know how horrible it is, it's comfortable and you're getting out of your comfort zone, which is like one of the most difficult things to do.
100%. It's like the devil you know is better than the devil that you don't know, right?
Yes. So yes.
Safe because we're like, I quite like it here, but it's like scary going out of your comfort zone. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, brace myself for impact, right? Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I, like, because it was COVID and everything was happening, like, I was able to work from home and I was on half the hours. So I then suddenly had God knows how much more time left to myself.
Okay, so let's just take a little bitty pause real quick so I can talk to you about a supplement company that I'm absolutely obsessed with. And as we're talking about in this episode, obviously, it's not just about the supplements, right? It's not just about the food you're eating. It's not just about the supplements you're taking. But with that being said, it is a piece to the puzzle. And it is an extremely, extremely important piece, especially when we're talking about a reproductive system, because our reproductive system, like our cycle, our fertility, all of that, it's not vital to our survival, right? So if we don't have nutrients in optimal ranges, then we're not going to be able to actually ovulate, because our body's like, we don't have enough nutrients to go around to just keep us alive. So I am not able to use any of those nutrients that we actually need to actually ovulate or to hold on to a pregnancy, to nourish that pregnancy, all the things. So Needed is my absolute favorite prenatal supplement company. If you are having just taking a generic prenatal from your doctor, from the, you know, drugstore, or even some that have really good marketing like Ritual, Thorn, like all of these that like deem to be really awesome. I actually used to recommend Pure Encapsulations and Thorn prenatals, and I no longer do, because the more I learned about it, I'm like, they don't have some absorbable forms. They have iron in there, and iron does not absorb well in the body when it's mixed with calcium and zinc. That's also in the prenatal, so it needs to be taken separately. Like, there are some brands out there that do a really good marketing job, but actually are not doing what's required for you when it comes to getting pregnant, having a healthy pregnancy, and a postpartum experience. So I want you to check out Needed. This is by far my favorite prenatal on the market, hands freaking down. I recommend it to all my friends, all my family, all my clients. I'm still taking it because I am still breastfeeding. You will notice a difference in your energy right away. And not only do they have an optimal amount of nutrients where it's like an abundant amount, so it's going to take care of you, your reproductive system, and baby, and breastfeeding if you choose to do that, but it also, they're in forms that your body can actually absorb, which is really, really, really important. And they have so much education around everything in there. Like, there's no fillers in there. There's no garbage ingredients like dyes and stearates and corn syrup and all this crap that's in the other ingredients of a lot of supplement brands. I'm just obsessed with them. So if you have not yet checked them out, go to thisisneeded.com. You could use code Corinne, Corinne, at checkout to get a discount. Obviously, if you have any questions, come let me know. But they have the prenatal capsules. They have Omega DHA EPA, which is so, so crucial. And theirs is plant-based, which I love. They have choline. They have the iron separate from the prenatal, which is really important. It's an absolutely incredible company. They have egg support. So if you've been someone who's been trying to conceive for like 4 more months, they have an egg support there for you. They also have sperm support. Like, it's so amazing. Go check them out. Thisisneeded.com, code Corinne at checkout to get your discount. Obviously, the link will be in the show notes. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me. Now let's get back into today's show.
So I had all of this extra time and I started to study to become a yoga teacher. Started to learn about that kind of spiritual aspect, that physical aspect of things. And then I went into the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. So I did like a year long IIN. I did a year long health coach training program. And that's when I was introduced to the world of like functional medicine and, you know, food is medicine. Mm-hmm. And also touched a little bit on the nervous system stuff, but based on all of the work that I had done with like the yoga aspect and the meditation aspect and really trying to like bridge the gap between that, I was like, okay, this could be something. Mm-hmm. And then for me, I started to put the pieces of the puzzle together in terms of my gut. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, maybe my vaginal health is linked to my gut health, and maybe my skin and my acne is bad because it's to do with my gut health.
Yes.
And maybe my gut health is to do with the trauma, and the trauma is to do with
it's literally like a ripple effect.
I was like, oh damn, yeah. I think I'm onto something here.
Yeah.
So
were your symptoms, like, what were they like at this point when you started going back to school? Like, were they, were you changing things in nutrition as you were going through school? Things were getting better.
Yes. But for what was interesting for me was that I was making all the nutritional shifts, right? Mm-hmm. And I was doing quote unquote all the right things, but I was still struggling. Yes. Which is why then I was like, okay, what is going on?
Mm,
and
so good.
Because I was like seeing all these other people heal themselves. And like, I was buying all these things that's like, okay, you can get rid of your acne just by eating clean. Mm-hmm. And I was like meticulous with things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, something is missing. Something's not right. And so for me, then I went on this journey of like, okay, what's the deal with the functional labs?
Mm-hmm.
And also what's the deal with the nervous system aspect? So I had like nailed that like nutrition piece. And I was like, okay, almost to the point where I became obsessed with clean eating.
I was the same way.
Yeah.
Because when you're going through school for it, you're learning all these things. It's like, you almost become scared of like not having organic, or scared of eating out, or scared of having something processed. Like, it's like called orthorexia. Have you heard of that? Yeah. Definitely experienced that when I was going through my holistic. Like, I wouldn't have like ketchup on something. Like, even if it was organic, like I would, like when I would eat out, I would like freak out. Like, oh my God, this isn't organic. Like, I'm still very, you know, particular about what I'm obviously putting in my body, but I'm not like scared of things. I've definitely loosened up. And when I did loosen up is when things, because again, like we're talking about, it's not just what you're eating. So like when you put all the focus on the food, you get so hyper-focused, like, okay, I have to make this perfect because this is what's going to heal me. It's like, this is one piece of it. Like, there's so many other pieces to it. So like, you could loosen the grip on that because you know that that's not everything that you need to heal. And that was like so freeing. And it's just, it's so fun. It's so funny you say that too, of like, I was doing all the nutrition things right, so I still wasn't getting there, because someone listening to this is in that exact place. They're like, I have made all the nutrition changes, I've done this, but I'm still not pregnant, but my period is still missing. It's like, because that's not the whole picture. Like, I think food is an entry point because it's tangible, right? Like, you could touch it. It's easier to change than it is to do the emotional, mental, other like aspect of it. So it's an entry point, but it's not the end point.
100%. And so like, as I mentioned, was fixated on that. But then I was like, okay, I then thought that I was crazy.
Yeah.
I then literally was like, I must have gone mad. So I went to therapy because I was like, am I fabricating these symptoms? Is it all in my head? Because doctors were telling me it was in my head.
Yeah.
And I was just gassed it left, right, and center. And I was just like, oh heavens, what is going on? So then I went down like the therapy road, and I did a lot of like hypnotherapy, talk therapy, and obviously the yoga meditation aspect of things, like, and a big part of my practice now as well is the somatic aspect of things, you know, the language of the body, and a lot of the subconscious mind side of things. And then the other key missing piece for me was the functional lab testing.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of the years of chronic stress, I had developed overgrowth of specific bacteria that would not go away by themselves through nutrition.
It's impossible. Like, you literally can't get rid of certain things with just food alone. Like, you have to use certain herbs. Like, you have to kill it in a different way. There's nothing more you can do with nutrition. Like, I was at that place a couple of years ago when I was like, I knew something was up in my gut, and I got a stool test done, and I had candida, H. pylori, I had a parasite. And I was like, there's nothing I could have been doing more. She's like, you're great. Like, keep your nutrition the way it is. We just have to add these herbs in, and like, then you'll be good to go. Like, obviously there's stuff in your nutrition that could support it, but it will not get it away.
100%. And like, that's when things started to shift, because I was like, ooh, it's like, the merging of several different modalities.
Yes.
It's like I'll have a sprinkle of the spiritual. I'll have a sprinkle of the, it's like an ice cream, right? And you're adding your sprinkles. It's like,
yes.
The taste is my nutrition. Mm-hmm. Then I've got like, you know, the nervous system is the ice cream. And then yes. my sprinkles are the herbs and the lab testing and yes. finding out that I had candida overgrowth and that I had bacterial overgrowth and I had E. coli and I had H. pylori as well.
You had E. coli. Yeah. So what'd you have? So you had candida, H. pylori overgrowth. Yeah. What else?
I also had a hormone imbalance.
Okay. Yeah.
So my beta glucuronidase was off, mm-hmm. which is a specific enzyme and showing us that our liver is not detoxifying excess estrogen, mm-hmm. Which meant that, and that was stemming from the E. coli.
And that's right? Where, okay. And that's where yeah. your cramps were coming from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, well, my cramps were also coming from like high stress, right?
Right. Yeah. Which will increase that estrogen too.
100%.
Wow.
So, when I figured it all out, I was like, holy hell, I have got to bring this to people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's where like the crux of the company came from. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go and study to become a nutritionist and learn all the lab testing. So I brought in two very specialized humans that like are incredible at running GI maps and Dutch tests and know how to interpret them and can provide the supplements. Like that's cool. Mm-hmm. And then I got into more the coaching aspect, the mm-hmm. nutrition aspect, the nervous system aspect, mm-hmm. the whole changing our patterns, our behaviors, our beliefs, our understanding our trauma, shadow work. Mm-hmm. Like that's what then kind of brought it all together and was like, oh, damn, you're onto something.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about that. So the nervous system. So just talk to someone's listening. If they're like, okay, but like, how is my nervous system connected to my gut? How are like talk about that connection and then yeah. we'll get into like some practices we could do and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, we love a good vagus nerve practice.
Oh, yes.
So our brain and our gut are connected through the vagus nerve. And so for any of those that are listening that don't understand that connection, basically the bacteria within our gut, we are like an ecosystem of bacteria, like what Corinna and I have just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And that bacteria sends signals from our gut to our brain. Actually, 80% of it is sending from the gut to the brain. And then our brain sends signals from obviously our neurotransmitters to our gut. So mm-hmm. it's like when we're in a stressed out state, then our brain sends a signal to our gut to say, hey, you know, we're switching off digestion here because we're mm-hmm. getting ready to run from a threat. Mm-hmm. And so understanding these pieces of the puzzle is like a game changer yeah. and creating that safety within the body again and understanding that the bacteria talks to the brain and the brain talks to the bacteria through the vagus nerve is such a key part of healing because we can allow ourselves to, we can actually put ourselves in a state that allows us to rest and digest our food, which is yes. what we want.
Yes.
And then we can also put ourselves in a state where everything shuts down, blood flow shuts down. Mm. And it's actually where this quote unquote term leaky gut comes from.
Mm.
It stems from a nervous system imbalance.
Yes.
It's like stress is like the top of the pyramid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when stress happens, we start to release cortisol producing hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that is fired up, what that actually does is that cortisol, first of all, suppresses our stomach acid. So leaves us open to things like parasites, bacteria, anything like that that we're consuming. Mm. Then what it also does is like stops blood flow to the intestinal wall. So that creates leaky gut.
Mm.
And it also suppresses our immune system. So when our immune system is either heightened or low, that's causing a breakdown in our gut lining.
Yes.
And when our stomach acid is low, it's leaving us open to all these bacterial strains that causes leaky gut.
Mm.
And then also when we have no blood flow to our gut lining, that leads to leaky gut. And when the gut is leaky, aka little tiny pockets of holes in our gut lining, that's when things like autoimmune diseases start. That's
yes.
when flare-ups of insane bloating starts. That's when brain fog, acne, all of these things like skin problems. We've got clients with psoriasis that when we start to calm their nervous system down
yes.
and we heal gut lining and their immune system, like it starts to dissipate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so I think that it's really, really important. If anybody here that's listening could take home this one point of like, you are your greatest healer.
Yes.
Like you have the ability to heal yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that even that mindset shift of like, stop listening to everybody else and stop taking ownership of the fact that you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was a really big shift for me, was like, I kept going around saying, I have acne, I have bloating, I have
yes.
yeast infection. And so my brain took ownership of it. It's like, the more that I speak about it and speak it into existence, the more that it manifests, because the
totally.
Brain doesn't know any different.
No.
And so when we understand that our thoughts have an impact on our gut and our gut has an impact on our thoughts, it's a complete fucking game changer.
Oh my God. That was such a good explanation. Such a good explanation. I love it. So if you are experiencing these symptoms, so like rattle off some symptoms. I mean, you already like touched on it, but like if someone is listening right now and they're like, okay, but like, how do I know if, you know, I have issues with my gut? Well, maybe it started with the nervous system, which it most likely is. Like, what are some of these symptoms they could be looking out for? Like, what's not normal? Because a lot of times we like normalize certain things and we're like, oh, it's just like how it is for me. Or like, oh, doesn't everybody like experience a 3 p.m. crash? Doesn't everybody get bloated after they eat like certain things? So like, what are some symptoms you could be like, okay, if you are experiencing this, you know, there's something off with your gut. Like, let's start working on your nervous system.
How long have we got?
I know. I want to be like, literally every symptom you're experiencing can be traced back to your gut, but like the heavy hitters.
Totally. Obviously things like skin problems, mm-hmm. right? So acne, psoriasis, eczema, big ones, autoimmune diseases, mm-hmm. extreme bloating. Like sometimes people come and they're like, they get bloated just by drinking water. And I'm like,
wow.
Right. And they, that whole food baby bloat, food sensitivities is another really big one. Like I couldn't eat gluten and dairy for mm-hmm. years. Like mm-hmm. I literally, if I ate them, I'd be sick as a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And by healing my gut, I actually managed to repair that gut lining. And now I don't binge on gluten and dairy anymore. It's because we know that it's inflammatory.
Right.
But I managed to reseal that and build up a tolerance so that my body doesn't react to that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so people come to us with like endless lists of food sensitivities because they might have gone and got a food sensitivity test done, which I think mm-hmm. is a load of shite.
Mm-hmm. I did that years ago too, because I was like, what is going on? I had skin rashes. I had all stuff, which was coming from leaky gut. I didn't understand that at the time. And then I had a list of stuff, was like stuff that I was eating all the time because of the leaky gut, everything was leaking through and it comes up as food sensitivities. So
yeah.
I think so many people probably have gone through that down that road. And it's like, don't waste your time spending your money on that test. Like get a gut test instead.
Yeah.
A stool test.
Totally. Totally. And then the other symptoms as well, mood swings,
mm.
like brain fog, forgetfulness, depression, anxiety, like
mm-hmm.
these are all really linked to our gut. And
yeah.
so it's like, I literally feel like I need to scream things from the rooftop because people are like, oh, I just have this, or oh, I inherited this, or I just will.
Yes.
And it's like, you were not born into this world with these symptoms.
No, exactly.
They are not inherently yours.
Yeah.
They are an amalgamation of your experiences that have caused your body or your mind or, you know, your nervous system to break down slightly. And
mm-hmm.
so we need to look at like, okay, we have to look at this from the holistic lens of like, what the hell happened? How did we end up with leaky gut? Because I think it's really important to also say that, and I see this time and time again, people just want to come into my world for a lab kit and some supplements. And I'm like, there's no point.
Yeah.
There is no point in like, quote unquote, just coming in and getting a lab kit and supplements unless you're willing to also do that work. Because
so
otherwise
good.
You'll end up with that leaky gut again.
Yes. Because it's where it's stemming from, right? Like it's like, that is where it's stemming from. It's so, so real. I can't wait to get another gut test. I'm like, holding off just because I know things are off since having Madison. Like, I just know that things are different in my gut since giving birth. But I also know some of the herbs that I'm going to have to take, I can't take while breastfeeding. So I'm like holding off and I'm just like, oh, I can't wait for it because I know things are different. But anyway, what are some things that like, what are the heavy hitter, like practices, like a couple that someone could start implementing right now that is going to help with their nervous system, maybe especially for people who are listening? Definitely someone who's listening right now has been trying to conceive for a really long time. And that is putting stress on their nervous system, which is making things worse, right? Like they're constantly in that fight or flight mode of like, oh, is it now the time to have sex? Should we have sex now? Oh my God, am I going to get pregnant? Oh my God, I got my period. Like it's, you know, it's an endless cycle, which, and I'm obviously not minimizing that. I'm just saying this is definitely the experience some people are having, or they're going through, you know, stress of anything in the world. But I'm just, that was the example that came through. What are some practices that you really recommend to your clients that you've noticed have been like the biggest bang for your buck, especially if they're like, I don't have a lot of time to, I can't meditate for an hour in the morning. I can't do this. I can't do that. So it's like, what are some simple things that they could do?
Yeah. And I love this because my clients ask me this all the time. And I sometimes, as you just said, like clients come to me and they're like, okay, I'm going to do an hour yoga practice and I'm going to do my breath work and I'm going to do all these things. And I'm like, can we just start? And like, can we just take the rigidity and the pressure off it? Because I sometimes feel like we could come at this stress management with so much stress.
Yes.
My practice ends.
Yes. It's just like, what more can I do? Okay. What more can I do? Like you like strangle it.
Literally. Mm-hmm. And I just love that like mindset shift of like, I ask myself every single morning when I wake up, what do I need today? And like not coming from a place of like, a to-do list, a checkbox, a whatever. It's a, what is going to help me show up as my best self today? And so for me, like some of my favorite things to do in terms of vagus nerve stimulation that can literally be done on the fly is like humming. So like whenever you stimulate and like vibrate your voice box, so singing and humming and chanting, that's my little yogi vibe. It's stimulating that vagus nerve because the vagus nerve stems from the base of the brain. So that vibration is amazing. And so sometimes
that's why you can't sing a song and be in a bad mood.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Right? That's so interesting.
No. So one of the things that like I say to my clients as well is like, if for example, you're driving to work or I don't know, there are pockets of time. Every time you go for a pee, can you take a minute to either, if you don't want to hum and you don't want to take up the space and have people hear you, can you take a few breaths? Mm-hmm. Can you do belly breathing? Because literally all it takes is like 3 or 4 deep belly breaths to knock us back into that parasympathetic nervous system state and stimulate that vagus nerve.
Oh my God,
so like
I love
the belly
that.
Breathing, right? Like
the humming. The humming thing I didn't know, and this is what just, I have to share this because I'm like, wow, babies are so fucking smart. Madison like hums herself. Yeah. Like she comes, that's how she soothes herself. Like she'll be like, and like she does that when I'm like on a stroller walk and she'll like, then she'll fall asleep. Or sometimes when I'm nursing her to sleep, she's humming and she's doing that. And I'm like, oh, that's how she soothes herself. And that's fucking crazy. Yeah. Wow. How cool is
that? She's self-regulating herself.
Yes. It's amazing.
And I think that's so cool because like babies
belly breathe too.
Totally. We knew how to regulate ourselves when we were children. You also think of a child having a tantrum, right? They understand how to process emotions.
Right. So just let them out.
They let them out.
Yeah.
And they shake and they,
right.
And they like, and yes, that is not an easy practice to bring in, you know,
but
it is incredible to witness that because somewhere along the way we have built up, it's like we've put a cage around us where we have got to fit the mold and we are shamed for having specific emotions. We are told to be quiet and be a good girl. We are morphed into these robotic individuals, right? That are like, yes, sit down, be good. Yes, sir. Blah, 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 blah.
In school, we learn that in school.
And so we have got to learn how to fall in love with this process of re-regulating ourselves, fall in love with these tiny little practices that help us to find that equilibrium again. So you're humming, you're singing, your breath work, obviously meditation is amazing.
Yeah.
Cold exposure, like your last 10, 15 seconds of your shower, if you put that to cold.
That's what I do.
Oh,
I mean, sometimes I can't do 15 seconds. I'm like, I can get like 5 to 10, especially in the winter. I'm like, oh, let me just put a leg in.
Right?
But yeah, that's such a good one. And that's an easy thing that they could do too. Like if you're like, I'm out of time. Okay. You're showering anyway. So just like put the cold water on for those last 10 seconds.
Yeah. The other thing that I love to do is on Spotify, download binaural beats.
Yeah, you sent me those.
Binaural beats, just vibes. And I will put my legs up the wall before I go to bed at night. And I will just like lie there and listen to my binaural beats. And almost, I feel like the brain is powerful. I will literally just be like, okay, cool. We're just moving into rest and digest now.
Yeah.
Because we can talk ourselves into that.
Yeah, it's true. It's like putting that intention behind it. Like, okay, as I'm doing this breathing, as I'm doing the humming, like, okay, like let my brain know, okay, hey, now we're relaxing. Now we're going back into rest and digest. And I think it's so good too with like talking about these things that you could do on the go. You could hum, you could sing, you could do a breath. Like with meditation too, some people will be like, oh, I don't have a half an hour to meditate in the morning. I'm like, it doesn't have to be a half an hour. Like any amount of time is better than no amount of time.
Yeah. 100%. And like, that's one thing that I love to do is like, even if I'm not necessarily doing a quote unquote meditation, like I'll make my lemon water in the morning. I'll go and I'll sit on my balcony without my phone and I will just be.
Yeah. And drink the lemon water.
Drink my lemon water. And I'm gonna be like, hey world, I'll actually look at a cloud or the sky. Mm-hmm. And it's like, where can we anchor into that presence? Because that is what we need to do.
Yes.
Those little pockets of, if I notice that I'm overstimulated, for example, I will try and orientate myself. So if I notice that I've gone into overwhelm mode or I've gone into whatever mode, I will like take a minute and be like, okay, can I just look around my room for a second and be like, okay, that's a plant. That's a whatever. And that just allows the body
brings
to come
you
back
in the room.
Yeah.
I love that. And that's so important too, especially as a mom, obviously becoming a parent, you're just so much more overstimulated all the time because you don't have time isn't your own. It's totally different. So doing that, like for me, that's on our walks is like, I do not look at my phone and for the first half of it. So for at least the 15, 20 minutes of our walk, I'm doing what you just said. Like I'm looking at the clouds, I'm looking at the sky, like, and thoughts will come in. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll post this today. And I'm like, no, like, let me just go back because in the moment, like it could be, it's harder to find pockets of just like being able to like sit and do that because you obviously you're with your child. So it's finding pockets that even in the shower, you could do stuff like that. Like, oh, the water is running down my body. Like, so doing it, brushing your teeth, like trying to habit stack it with things that you're already doing. So you're not adding an extra thing to your plate, I think is really important. And what you also said too, is like, knowing these skills to regulate yourself because you're not always going to stay regulated. Like it's you and I, we're in the mastermind together, right? Like there's been calls where I'm crying on the call and I'm so dysregulated. There's been calls where you're on the call and you're like, fuck, I'm flipping out. Like I have to regulate myself. Like it's, we're not saying that you have to be regulated all the time because that's simply impossible. Like that's never going to happen. So it's having these tools where you're like, okay. And it's just noticing. It's like, let me at least just be able to recognize that I am dysregulated, that I am overwhelmed right now so that I could do something about it. Because so often we just go through the day of being like, ah, like your jaw's tight. You're like freaking out. Your shoulders are up here. You're like so tight. And you're just like, not even connected enough to your body to realize that that's going on. So it's like, let's just reconnect so that we could be aware of it. And then we could do these tiny things to help shift us out of it. And it's just doing that over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. And I also, I read this amazing thing recently and it's like, we don't necessarily have to feel calm in order to be regulated.
Speak to that.
We can be incredibly regulated if we're present with a feeling or an emotion. And that's really, really interesting. Like, if we can take away that whole aspect of like, oh, I have to be calm and regulated, blah, 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 because like, if we can just get rid of that for a second, and it's like, if we can be present with what's happening, then we are regulated.
So it's good.
Right? So it's like, for example, if I'm having a moment where I'm fucking terrified or I'm fucking sad or I'm whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember one of my other mentors said this to me. She was like, if you can just stop trying to chase it and get rid of it and just allow yourself to give approval over said scenario or feeling, you're going to feel regulated.
Yeah. Because you're like, all right, here's where I am.
It's like, how can I give myself approval that right now I'm feeling sad?
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually regulated in that. And I think that that's what a lot of people think as well, is that I have to be happy or I have to be calm in order to be regulated. But we can fully be regulated when we're present with a feeling in our physical body.
So good. And not living in that feeling, not being like, I'm just going to stay stuck in this sadness forever. It's like, okay, here's what I'm feeling right now.
Yes.
What are maybe some, like, let's accept it, whatever. And then what are some things I could do to help me shift out of that? Like, that's where it is. Oh, Tia, this, I could talk to you for another 2 hours. This was so amazing. I'm so glad you came on the pod. Tell us where everyone could find you, how they could work with you, your podcast, your Instagram, your offers, like all the things.
Oh my God. Yeah, of course. So you'll find me on the Grammy at Tia_gutcoach.
Yes.
I have a pod called Reclaiming Health, and you have been on my pod.
Yes, I have. I'll put everything in the show notes too.
So good. And, as far as offers are concerned, we have a group program called The Gut Reset, which is, oh my God, such a beautiful community of humans that are just healing alongside each other. We have our one-on-one, and then we have a few little amazing tricks and tips coming out soon in terms of, like, I'm going to bring out a new program in January called Chill Pill. And it's going to be all about the nervous system. It's going to be a 1 month immersion, and we're going to be diving into all these sorts of aspects. And I think that exciting. Will be such a nice thing for people to bring into the year, is like acceptance of emotions, of self, of understanding how we tick.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. All of this information, no matter when you're listening to this, just go to her Instagram. She'll have all her offers, all the information. DM her over there. The best thing you could do when we have a guest on is to share it with a friend. If this like resonated with you, or to DM at Tia_gutcoach or me at Karina Angelica. Let us know what your takeaways were, what you were like, holy shit, this was so good. Share it on your social medias, tag us, whatever it is. We want to hear who's listening and what you vibed with, because it's always like so appreciative of her to share her time with us. And then so she'll know, like, oh my God, they love this. So thank you, Tia, so, so much for being here. I love you so much. And I will talk to you in like a second. Our mastermind will just be in all the things together. But thank you for listening to the show. I will talk to you all soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.